The president of Legal Advocacy Foundation, Dr. Marizampa, says Narcotic Control Board's NACOB's debriefing of former MP from Kuranza, Erica Mwaten, is legal and falls within the confines of the law. He said Amwaten cannot be tried again for the same offense. Amwaten returned to Ghana yesterday after serving a 10-year jail term for illegal possession of 136 pounds of heroin, estimated at about $6 million. After briefing checks at the airport, he was whisked away for further interrogation at the Narcotic Control Board headquarters. Dr. Amper said NACO can possibly confiscate Mr. Martin's property that are believed to have been acquired through the narcotic trade. He spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
Amwaten can never ever be tried on the same offense and convicted twice. The trial in the U.S. and the sentence of Amwaten is enough in law. What the narcotic board is doing is to apply the laws of the land, which says that if somebody is convicted of a narcotic offense, after you have served the sentence, the law empowers NACOB to also confiscate any assets that is deemed to be have been realized from money from the narcotic trade. The NACOB board is doing is just debriefing, finding out from Amwaten whether he has any assets, money, investment that he got it from the narcotic trade, to establish beyond reasonable doubt whether he acquired any property or made any investments anywhere from the narcotic business. NACOB can never once again try Amwaten on the same offense. There is no try right now. NACOB going to build a case, a solid evidence that he will proceed to court so that he can get Amwaten's assets that have been acquired through the narcotic business to be confiscated to the state.